It's time now for the Hiawatha locker room chat here on Canslide Radio as we are joined by head coach Wyatt Giroux here for today's show. And coach, you start off the year here with a rough start here with the Royal Valley loss at home. Game actually saw you guys up 18-14 at halftime. You guys started out really good there with some really impressive things on offense and some good defensive stops at times. Talk about that game against Royal Valley and the start, at least, and the good things you saw on Friday night.
I thought we were able to rotate in a lot of guys. We had quite a few guys play different positions, and I thought they maximized their snaps. I thought we tackled better at times. That was a focus this summer. But we were just too inconsistent against a pretty good, tough, physical team. I really think that touchdown that got called back, going up 11 or staying up 4 before halftime, and then we didn't come out with a lot of energy like we thought we were to start the second half. So yeah, we just came up short.
You had some big plays from your running back Ethan Morton. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown, and he had a big run as well for 60 some yards there in that game. Talk about his performance a little bit, because like I said, he had 140 all-purpose yards in the game.
Yeah, I think he had more than that. He had about 120, 115 rushing and a huge return. We just try to move him around and get the ball, because right now our depth right now is kind of banged up. Kids are a little sore and things that happened kind of out of our control. So we kind of just move kids around, get them the ball, use their strengths to them. And he's one of those kids that we try to put at different positions and get him the ball because he can light a spark for us. Our kids need to get that spark and then hang on to it. You know, I feel like we get it, and then it's kind of like, oh, well, someone else will make a play. And instead of rallying and stepping on the gas. So.
Talk about your senior quarterback a little bit, Carson Henry, his first time as the starting quarterback. How do you think he did in game one?
I think he did well. The snaps were good. I think we only had one fumble. We've came a long way. That was one big thing we did this summer was ball security and mesh and getting the snap. And we practiced a lot against A-gap pressure. And I thought he did a great job. We need to work on some things, bubbling out and our reads. But that's just reps and experience. So we watched a lot of film on Monday, probably our longest Monday of last year and probably this year. We had about 15 guys, and we watched film for about 3 hours and drew stuff up and talked about it. I think they learned a lot. But yeah, he did well. I was proud of him.
Yeah. One other player I want to talk about, doesn't always get a ton of love, but this year and last year too, but coming on this year, you guys are good at the kicking position. Talk about your kicker, Leighton Moore.
Yeah, I didn't really worry about, you know, trying to get obviously touchdowns are great, but I just wanted to get him in range. He made one from 40 before the game, and we work on that a lot. We practiced a couple times in the morning leading up to the season just to focus on special teams. Like, we've put a lot of focus on that since I've been here, and our special teams have been a lot better. Coach Diller does a great job, and then all of us kind of just join in. And this year we've really, like, broken down, and each coach has different drills. And we've really, like, maximized our effort and our time on special teams, and it's really paid off. And Leighton practices a lot, and he's a weapon. I mean, going up 4 is a lot different than going up 1 or 2, because a lot of teams will either kick an extra point or go for 2. And kicking that field goal was huge. That's why that touchdown would have made it 11, you know. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have made it 10, because he probably would have made the extra point. So going up 11 is 3 possessions for a team like Royal Valley, who necessarily doesn't kick. And so that's huge.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've talked about game one, the Royal Valley loss. We're going to unpack Marysville, which is Hiawatha's next opponent coming up this Friday night in Hiawatha at Memorial Stadium. The Hiawatha Coaches Show continues here on this Wednesday night as we are joined by Head Coach Wyatt Giroux. And coming up here this Friday night, the Redhawks back at home for Game 2 as they have Marysville at home. Marysville coming off a loss where they were shut out by Nemaha Central, a payback for the Thunder. Last year, Marysville actually upset the Thunder in Game 1. This year, Nemaha Central no trouble as they hand Marysville an opening season loss. Marysville graduating a ton of seniors last year. They come into the Hiawatha 0-1 just like the Redhawks. You've seen some film. What do you think of Marysville this year? What threats do they offer up this year?
They're a well-coached team. Coach Tony does a great job there. I mean, they fire off the ball, offensive, defensive line, and they get low, and they're fast, and they're quick. And then you watch the other positions, and their technique is great. Just the way they line up, and they're fast. They got some fast kids on their team, and so we just know that they're going to be well coached, and they're going to try to execute their assignment to 100% of their ability.
All right, you talked about, you know, some players being banged up a little bit and being maybe short in a few spots. What are some keys then for your team as they head into week number 2? What are some things you guys are focusing on this week as you get ready for the Bulldogs?
We just focused this week that we're just going to focus on getting really, really good at the few things that we want to be great at. So, like, we went back to just our basic drills and our basic fundamentals, and we just try to fine-tune that. That way we can lean on something, you know. And so we put a focus on that in our meeting and yesterday at practice. And that's what we're doing because we got some kids that are sick and banged up, and so we don't want to use that to an excuse. And just, our big five plays, you know. And then on defense, it's running to the football, trying to force a turnover if that's punching the pocket or gang tackling. And so we're not trying to, like, install, you know, brand new stuff. It's just get back to who we are and next guy up.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Coach, good luck on Friday night in Week 2 against the Bulldogs, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Head Coach Wyatt Giroux again. Head coach for the Redhawks as the Hiawatha Coaches Show here on KNZA, brought to you each and every week by Carl's Body Shop, by Citizen State Bank and Trust, and also by Hiawatha Implement.